You're listening to SBS News.
Congratulations, you are now Australian citizens.
After enduring months of peril, it was in this moment that Hakim Al-Arabi says he finally feels safe.
I'm very happy I'm a Kuwaiti citizen, and finally no country, no one can follow me now, because I'm Australian.
The 25-year-old footballer has participated in a citizenship ceremony in Melbourne, presided over by Foreign Minister Maurice Payne, along with 200 others from 44 different countries. Just weeks ago, Al-Arabi was in a Thai prison, arrested on an erroneously issued Interpol red notice, with his birth country Bahrain seeking his extradition on allegations of vandalism. But Al-Arabi says his criticism of FIFA Vice President and Bahraini Royal, Sheikh Salman Al Khalifa, is what really led to his arrest. Now an Australian citizen, he's officially out of their reach. Former Socceroo Craig Foster, who led the publicity campaign to free Hakim Al-Arabi, says it's a special day.
A few Australians, I guess, had to fight quite so hard to become a citizen, and his challenge was more considerable than most. And the look on his face says much.
The widely publicised fight to bring him home won hearts Australia-wide. Hundreds of well-wishers greeted Hakim Al-Arabi at the airport when he arrived home last month. He says the support he's received from Australia has been overwhelming.
When Craig Foster met me, he told me all Australia waiting for me. I was very excited to come to this country. And when I came to the airport, it's a big, big special moment for me. I can't believe what I see. Yeah, many, many people.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison couldn't make the ceremony, but he made time at the Melbourne Commonwealth offices afterwards to congratulate Hakim Al-Arabi and present him with a special gift.
This is a tremendous day that we welcome you absolutely into the Australian family. Mm-hmm. And I did have one, I had a little badge I was going to give you today, but I'm going to give you mine.
Thank you very much.
Few new Australians get congratulations from the Prime Minister, but Craig Foster says Hakim Al-Arabi received no special treatment in getting his citizenship.
When he came back, he of course was famous around Australia and even around the world, in particular for refugees, and nevertheless he had to go through the same steps as everyone else to get his citizenship certificate, and that meant that he had to sit his test. He got 100%.
But Hakim Al-Arabi has admitted he was nervous before going in to take the citizenship test.
I didn't sleep the night of the test. Maybe I know all the law now, all the Australia law. Yeah.
The footballer now hopes to get back to normal life and training at the Pasco Vale Football Club. But Craig Foster hopes this new citizen will set his sights at the ultimate Australian dream.
We all fought for you that hard. It's up to you now. You know, you're an Australian citizen. In time, you're going to be eligible to play for Australia. And we want to see you pulling on the green and gold.
Abby Dinham, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.